Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So you got to choose. What do you want? You want the meat or you want the whole sandwich?
What the fuck does that mean, Mom? Do I want the meat?
That's kind of a very suggestive comment considering the product and where we're applying this. You know what I mean?
What the hell is that? Do I want the meat? I don't want the meat. I'll take the sandwich. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Jesus Christ.
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
This episode is brought to you by Promescent, a topical lidocaine penis spray.
It's basically a numbing spray for your dick that makes you last longer in bed. Something that you could use, Cam.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's also wonderful because it doesn't transfer to your partner.
That is wonderful. I think this, if you want to improve your stamina, if you want to extend that intimacy, go to promescent.com, type in promo code MOM, you'll get 15% off your order.
And it's very safe.
My favorite part. Kama Sutra was the first to make intimacy and foreplay products in 1969.
I think I've been using them since then.
Jesus Christ.
No, they're really good. They have a massage candle. They have oils that are phenomenal. This very sophisticated, classy company.
And the best part?
You get a promo code, MOM. No,
that is not the best part. The best part is that it's a company run by a mom and her sons.
That does warm the cockles of my heart.
This was a brief little discussion we had with one of the sons.
Working with your mom, like, give me an example of subjects that you guys discuss.
Right now, a big thing is the adjustable head on our vibrators. So we're talking about getting the right angle. When it comes to G-spot stimulation.
I totally agree. That is a very important quality that a vibrator needs.
That you need to discuss with your mother?
And you should discuss it with your mother.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's going to be able to help you more than you're going to be able to figure that one out on your own.
Go to KamaSutra.com and get 20% off your order by entering promo code MOM.
That's a deal.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
My mother is a self-proclaimed sex expert and cougar.
And my son is a self-proclaimed stand-up comic and clown.
Today, I should say, our podcast is all about breaking down the barriers of what you can talk about between parents and kids. That means we talk about sex, we talk about
drugs,
we talk about premature ejaculation, and what that really even means. We have a guest on the show today. His name is Jeff. He is the CEO of Promescent.
And Promescent is a topical spray that you spray on your penis to prolong your, to basically stay hard.
Well, no, not basically stay hard. It increases your stamina so you don't blow your load that quickly.
That's another way of saying it.
Which I actually could use. And so what happened was that Jeff wanted to sponsor our podcast, but after we started talking to Jeff, we started talking about the product and where it came from. We realized there was a lot more about this, about Promescent.
And about Jeff.
Right. So we decided to have him come on the show. I want you to know he was not paid to come. He did not pay to be on the show. This was by invitation because we thought he'd be a very funny guest. And also, he's extremely knowledgeable when it comes to all sorts of things ejaculation related.
All sorts of things sexual related.
And so this is not meant for people who just have premature ejaculation issues. It is meant for anyone who has sexual intercourse.
Right. I don't think we ever got as detail-oriented as we did in this podcast. So this is a good one for anyone who is interested in anything about sex.
Also, his story about how this company began is very reminiscent to our story, which we found absolutely incredible. And there's an incredible coincidence if you listen towards the end. It's fascinating. That said, Jeff is a hilarious guy. I think you're going to enjoy hearing from him. And, if you guys want to leave us your thoughts, of course, email us at sextalkwithmymom@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 323-472-4237.
We really enjoy hearing from you, and we especially enjoy ratings and reviews on iTunes because that's the way people get to know what we're all about.
You can also support us financially, kind of like Jeff, except not because of this episode. Okay, whatever. By going to patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
We would definitely appreciate your support there, because we have to buy things like microphones and food.
Also, as instead of a review of the week, we decided to share a fitting message from a lovely listener who decided to email us her thoughts. She says, "Hey, Karen Lee and Cam, I stumbled across your podcast a few days ago, and I've been listening to it for 3 days straight. Hilarious stuff."
I love that.
Funny thing, I'm a female who happens to climax quickly like some 13-year-old boy seeing bare boobies for the first time. Thought you'd appreciate knowing a 29-year-old woman can prematurely finish too. Ha ha. Anyway, love the show. XO, Jen.
Jen, you kill me. I wish I had your problem.
Are you saying that you do not come that quickly?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Okay. Okay, that's something I'm learning right now.
Okay, so back to our regularly scheduled program.
Thank you very much, Jen. Thank you guys for listening.
And today we also have a question.
And what is that question?
I got these two.
You dingus. What is the question? There's no question.
No question. Never mind. We don't have a question. We're just going right into it. Let me tell you about...
No, you do this at the end usually. Well, I guess we're not doing a conclusion. You can sing if you'd like.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the sexual innuendos.
Enjoy. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Jeff, will you introduce Promescent to us?
Yes. Promescent is an over-the-counter topical spray that was originally developed for premature ejaculation, but we now have expanded into the recreational market as well, where people just realize it's better intimacy if the man lasts longer.
And, you know, this is clearly something that we talk about on the show, for mainly because I have complained about not being able to last as long as I'd like to last.
Yeah, he's actually tried something to help it, which was the 21-day masturbation challenge.
I was told by a sex therapist that if I were to masturbate every night for 21 days straight, reach my edge 3 times.
No porn.
No porn, just...
3 times each night?
Yeah, just 3 times in a row without ejaculating.
Mm-hmm.
For 21 days. That I'd be able to control my myself.
Let me make a prediction, because I have no idea. We haven't discussed this yet.
Yeah.
You did all of that and got to the end and went, there is very little, if any, difference whatsoever.
That is actually absolutely correct.
Ding, ding, correct. Continue.
I talk to people that use our product every day. And our efficacy rate is insane. Our repeat business, once people find us, they love it and they reorder. I have yet to find a single person that said, yeah, I used, you know, the therapy, the edging, and it worked. Not one.
So what's
not one single person.
What is the deal with this thing? Why do people experience premature ejaculation? Well, how many people are experiencing it?
Yeah, it's we've talked about this, that the average man, we're not talking about PE, we're talking healthy males. The average man lasts 5 minutes and 42 seconds during intercourse.
Wait.
The average female, who
went out and actually timed people? I mean,
Well, you're not going to believe this. Masters and Johnson actually did
this.
That's where
the
original research came, and it's been backed up by many. Because believe it or not, they actually use a stopwatch. Now, can you imagine having PE to begin with, and someone does a study, and your partner's there with a stopwatch, okay?
Yeah, wait.
That's analogous.
Cam, can you tell me how you would feel if the stopwatch was on you?
Well, I'll tell you. I was using a stopwatch when I was doing the 21-day masturbation challenge, because I was blogging about it and seeing the results every night. And I did see it go longer, but then, you know, that's me by myself masturbating. You have way more control than if I'm with a woman. Then it's like, oh.
You know what I was going to say? The idea that when you're masturbating, it's more difficult to finish because you're by yourself. Hello. And then they go, okay, no porn. Okay, no. So you're sitting in a dark room by yourself. Gee, I'm lasting quite a while. Well, maybe it's because there's absolutely nothing stimulating but me. You know what I mean? Like,
that brings up the other point, which is, what is the porn's influence on premature ejaculation? Like, what do you because I know kids that are in 7th and 8th grade are starting to watch porn. And then, I mean, is it possible that porn is exacerbating premature
ejaculation? Without a doubt, I absolutely do.
You think they because just get
the arousal factor? They have beautiful women. Well, you know what I mean?
And it's, I think it's even more than that, because we've also talked to a urologist about this. It's that people, guys get desensitized. And they get weirder and not weirder, but more different and unusual type of things that they're striving for. And before they know it, they're not looking at porn that has just like a guy and a girl together. They're looking at like four guys doing a bukkake on a girl, and they're thinking that's normal.
Well, they just need – it's like you're increasing your tolerance basically of what
– That's exactly what it is.
Desensitized.
Yeah. So, okay, so we're talking about like what is premature ejaculation and then how it develops and – how many people have this?
Yeah, but when you say what is premature ejaculation, let's keep it in layman's terms. You know, people, you know, not scientific terms, more like just regular old Joe terms.
The way that the medical community used to define it was anyone who doesn't last more than 60 seconds ever in any kind of sexual situation, whether it's anal, oral, intercourse, masturbation.
Now is this
Cam? Do you last more than 60 seconds?
Yeah. So that's my question: is it the first time, the second time you go, like
any time? Never go more than 60 seconds.
Okay. So I'm not necessarily a premature ejaculator.
I think that you are being mislabeled this whole time.
I have mislabeled myself.
Yeah.
You have mislabeled. You self-diagnosed with a mislabeling.
Bingo. Wait. So, yeah. But I've heard you redefine premature ejaculation.
Absolutely. So you're telling me a guy that lasts, you know, 78 seconds doesn't have PE. The way that it should be defined, if you cannot last long enough to have satisfactory intercourse with your partner, then you might need something to help shorten that arousal gap, because the average woman takes about 18 minutes of penetration or thrusting without, you know, either cunnilingus or, you know, vibrators or extensive foreplay. So if the average man lasts 5 minutes and the average woman lasts 18, what percentage of men do you think are having satisfactory intimacy? Or more importantly, what percentage of their partners are being satisfied? Because let's remember one thing. If a man prematurely finishes or ejaculates, he's still finishing. He's still getting to the promised land. The woman's like, excuse me, over here, how about me?
Well, you know, I have a lot to say about that discussion, but that's for another time. The only thing I want to say about that is that I don't think there's a woman out there that wants to be pounded for 18 minutes, even though
No.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying if there's no foreplay involved. Any. Yeah.
So,
but as long as there's foreplay involved, I think, you know, no woman's going to want 1 minute, but I don't know that a woman needs to have a very long period of time anyway. But they want it to be longer than a minute, I think.
It won't be longer than a minute. And here's the thing that I believe. If you're a lover of any person and you don't set the mood and have extensive foreplay, whether it's oral sex, whether it's just manual, are you really doing your partner any justice?
Right.
Because you want someone to warm up to a situation. Not only that, do you really want someone to be dry and, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Not ready.
Not ready. Yeah. So the whole idea to me in intimacy is that you want to have the person right on that edge be, you know, wet and ready. And so that you don't have to, like you said, to me, and we believe that this is a couple's product. We don't ever want a man to buy this product. I'm going to go pound my woman for 30 minutes. That is caveman style. That's not what we're all about.
And you'd because be surprised. A lot of people are still cavemen.
They are. But the idea of sex is pleasuring, not punishing. And whole idea is when your woman is done, in some cases, it's been my experience that they become very sensitive. And the last thing they want to do is have you still pounding away. It's excuse me there, Brutus. You know what I mean? Back off.
So do you view this more as like a product that can be used for anyone? It's not necessarily people with like a severe premature ejaculation diagnosed situation that they'd go to a urologist for. This could be for anyone who actually just wants to last longer.
Absolutely. Right. We have a significant portion of our customer base. You'll laugh when I tell you this, that have said to us, you know, I didn't think I really needed the product. I lasted long enough to satisfy my wife or my lover, but I realized that the last 2 minutes or the last minute and a half, I was walking on eggshells. I was acutely aware she hadn't finished it. I was like, not yet. And there's, you know, devil on one, angel on the other. Oh my God, you're there. I want that feeling, but wait, don't do it. She's not, you know what I mean? And I said, did you feel, and I've had this experience myself, where you get done and your partner climaxes, you climax, but you go, wow, the last minute and a half, I was having a freaking panic attack. It was like, oh, you know what I mean? It was like, oh my God, I hope she doesn't go cowgirl. Oh my God, she doesn't get on top. Oh my, you know,
and you're thinking about dead puppies or something, you know, just anything
to get you. Dead skunks on a soccer field, your grandmother naked, baseball scores, you know what I mean? Soccer kick, you know, whatever it is, goal kicks or whatever, anything. And if that's the case, you're not focusing on pleasure.
Totally.
You're focusing exactly the opposite so that you don't ejaculate.
So let me
I was going to just say, from a woman's point of view, though, it really is not all as important as the man thinks it is. Okay?
Absolutely not.
Because to me, I would rather, as the book She Comes First says.
That's my boy, Ian.
I know, Ian Kerner. Yeah. To me, would rather have a guy that is like mentally stimulating me, like maybe before early in the morning saying, hey, we're going to have sex later on today and texting me or something like that, then go into massaging later on, do all kinds of other foreplay. And then, you know, by the time that you're actually having intercourse, she's already maybe came.
That's my philosophy. And you'll laugh that I believe satisfactory intimacy starts the minute you get up. It's setting a mood. Even like you said, sending a text, hey, I can't wait to see you tonight. Mm-hmm. Because to me, that really, in the relationships I've had, that makes me much more likely to get intimate that evening. And it also makes it much more likely she's going to go, I really got to take care of this guy. I like the way he makes me feel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I personally have a philosophy that I really like my partner to at least orgasm prior to intercourse.
Or at least during it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
but I like the fact if they do it prior and there's a second one during. Because I go, we already got one.
Now there's
out
pressure
of the
on her. Now you're putting pressure on the girl.
Well, no, I don't verbalize that. I don't sit there and go, hey, you're not done yet. In my mind, I like that. But I've also had two relationships in my life where the female actually told me, hey, I don't want to have an orgasm prior to intercourse because the first one I have is not as intense if I have it through oral sex or manual stimulation as opposed to intercourse. So I like to have my first orgasm. Like I can have ones afterwards, but I don't have that big thrusting toes, fingernails curling in the sheets unless my first orgasm is through intercourse.
Okay, then.
Well, you have nothing to say to that?
I think that there's like, I talked to Nina Hartley, porn star sex educator, and she said, you know, there's some women that are one and done. She's a one and done girl. But there's some that are multi-orgasmic.
Everyone, yeah.
And it just really depends on the woman, and there's no pressure. Again, it's like the whole process. I think guys put so much emphasis on the coming part, whereas I think it's the whole process of enjoying the whole sexual experience. And women are 95% in their heads anyway. So it's an experience more than it's like whether or not you come. You don't have to come every time. And the guy doesn't have to come every time. It's just, I think that most men think that if they don't get the girl to come, then they're doing something wrong. And it's not really the case.
They've messed up. They haven't done their job. Mm-hmm. That's how men think. And, you know,
but it puts a lot of pressure on women, though, especially when they're, you know, are you going to come? Are you going to come? You never say that, guys. Never.
Oh, if there is a mood killer for the woman is go, did you finish? Did you come?
Yeah.
And then they feel like, it's something wrong with me. It's like, you know, and you never want to be in a position where your partner has to fake an orgasm. I don't ever want to be in a position where my partner has to fake any emotion. I want the real thing, the real emotion.
Are you standing ovation on that one? So, all right. So I'll tell you about my experience with Promescent so far. Because we were connected. You guys had met before.
Well, I think before you even talk about your experience, I just have one other question about the product. And that is what, in a nutshell, like real quickly, what makes Promescent different than, say, like any other like numbing cream by any drugstore?
Excellent question. Because you'll notice that they're all either lidocaine or benzocaine-based products. And you might go, what's the difference? The reason that I named the company Absorption Pharmaceuticals is we developed a special eutectic formula. By eutectic, it means it changes the melting point of lidocaine from a crystal to an oil aqueous, from a solid to an oil aqueous form. When it does that, it penetrates the dermis or stratum corneum, which is the outer layer of the skin. So it goes to the sensory nerves underneath. So the man maintains a much higher degree of surface sensitivity. And if you wait the 8 to 10 minutes, it doesn't transfer to the female partners. The products that existed prior to us, what would happen was you would put it on, it sits on the surface. So the man doesn't have the sensitivity, but he doesn't have any feeling. In some cases, I mean, I hate to use a crude analogy, but you could drop a cinder block on someone's penis and go, hey, what was that? I didn't feel anything, but I saw something fall out of the sky. It's wait a second.
That numb, huh?
Flat, you know, and then it would transfer to the female and your partner would be numb. So you're sitting there going, am I taking aerobics? What am I doing? I'm moving. There's some sweat going on here, but I don't feel anything, and neither does my partner.
Yeah, I've definitely tried some of those numbing creams for both men and women. I don't see the advantage at all. It just really kind of sucks. And talk about having a long time to come. It takes a long time to have an orgasm.
My purpose in being intimate is to feel pleasure, is to hopefully have a pleasurable, connected feeling. There's no feeling
do you
of connection
feel
or
any
pleasure when you're numb.
Well, this is my question, though. So is there any lack of sense? Do you lose any sensitivity with this product?
With Promescent, it wouldn't work if you didn't lose some sensitivity.
Right.
It just wouldn't be effective. So it goes to the sensory nerves underneath. I call it more, if it's more, it's not a numbing sensation. I call it more of like a tingling, like maybe you have better word.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to talk about my experience because then I think we'll be able to give the listeners a bit of an idea of what the hell is happening
but
here.
But basically, so what you do is you spray this product on the penis 10 minutes before you have actual intercourse.
10 because we want to be safe, but it actually 6 to 8 minutes for a lot of people is plenty.
All right.
But we always want to err on the side of caution because some people may take 10. And it'll still work in 10 if you do 6 to 8, but we don't want to say 6 to 8 for those people that might take 10 minutes to feel the desired effect.
So I just want to imagine Cam, though, picking up this product. And did you read the instructions? Like, I can just imagine what you did. You must have dissected them.
So here, I will finally tell the story. Can I get a word in here?
Get the
Thank
word.
You. So, Jesus Christ. So I got a package in the mail, unidentified. It did not have any, it didn't say that it came from Promescent. It was something in the mail.
Yeah.
Which was great because this means that, you know, it's very discreet.
Do that intentionally so that we don't out anybody, you know, in case your kids go, hey, Dad, your Promescent just came. Let me Google. What is it? You know, or your roommates or whoever.
A little bit of me thought that it was anthrax, but then I remembered, there's Promescent in the mail. So
a little bit of a difference between anthrax and Promescent. Yeah.
So
a slight bit.
Yeah. So then I open it up. Great samples of Promescent. I read every part of this. I've never used any sexual product, basically.
He sent me a picture of like 9 samples of Promescent.
I was rolling in Promescent.
I thought you were going to say he sent me a picture of him applying it. I was going to go, you guys have a really close relationship.
No,
you know what I mean?
That's where we draw the line, okay? I don't need to see any of that.
I was a little nervous about the whole thing, though. So I read every fucking side of this box. I got the detail. I got every detail you could imagine about Promescent. I could probably tell you the amount of lidocaine that's in the fucking thing. So then I apply it three little spritzes, not that much.
Yeah. Is that what they tell you to apply?
That's the recommended initial dosage.
We tell them start there and go up if that's not enough. Because we don't want you to start with too much and come down.
And then I had a little masturbation session.
Yeah,
because I don't have a woman in my life to practice this with, unfortunately.
With or without porn?
No porn.
Okay.
So
it's probably good even if you have a woman, just so you get a feeling of how this is going to affect you you know what I mean?
Totally.
I always tell people, practice once just so you know and you're comfortable with the feeling.
So here's how I describe it. I think it's a lot like the feeling you would get drinking a glass of wine to take the edge off your day. That's kind of what it does to your penis a little bit.
That's actually a good description.
Yeah, it kind of just makes it a little less intense so that I was like, whoa, I can last a lot longer. I can have much more control.
So it did work then.
It definitely worked.
So would you say you went from like 2 minutes to like 5 minutes? What would you say? Normally, what do you typically?
I felt that I had the potential to control it for longer, but I am a very restless person and I don't value masturbation too much. Like, I wasn't looking for a super long session. I kind of just wanted to get the fuck that thing over with.
Yeah, because to me, it's not like you go, well, I don't know if my right hand's satisfied yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
Is that all you have? Yeah.
Right. Totally. That's kind of what I for me, it was like more ingrained in me. Like, I think that's enough pleasure for me. This is the end of this situation.
But you did notice you had more control.
I definitely had more control.
And that's what I tell people because we have one of our logos is take control.
Take Promescent. Control.
Take
that's
control.
Awesome. I like that a lot.
The one thing I did notice is that I did not I wasn't the reason I had more control was because it was a little less sensitive.
That's exactly what it's supposed to do.
And so I wonder if I mean, I guess it is a little bit of a trade-off. Like, it's not going to be as intense, the physical sensations, but as a result, the duration could, of course, be much longer.
Here's what you'll find, and I can speak from personal experience, that when you're with a woman and you're not like, okay, let me get this over with, and you might go a little bit longer, when you generally finish quicker, you'll find the longer the buildup, the longer the actual duration of your intercourse,
mm-hmm.
the more intense the finish.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
I could imagine it for sure. I experienced that in this masturbation session that it was more intense.
No, that's what I mean. You know, so you won't have as much feeling while you're in the process, but the climax will be much more intense because the buildup is longer.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
So you got to choose. What do you want? You want the meat or you want the whole sandwich?
What the fuck does that mean, Mom? Do I want the meat?
That's kind of a very suggestive comment considering the product and where we're applying this. You know what I mean?
What the hell is that? Do I want the meat? I don't want the meat. I'll take the sandwich. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Jesus Christ.
She's actually saying, do you want your meat tenderized completely? Do you just want it tenderized a little bit? You know what I mean?
I don't know what I was trying to say. I was just trying to say is like it's a trade-off, obviously. Do you want to come real quickly, but it might be exciting for the 1 minute or two that you are building up to it? Or do you want to have a more intense, like fireworks, like in the sky type orgasm?
So I was thinking a lot about this because I was like, you know, if these guys are going to, if we're going to start partnering with Perez and I want to get down with them, you know, like would I actually use this?
With Jeff? You want to get down with Jeff?
Yeah. I would like to get down with Jeff. I'd like to eat meat with him.
Let me tell you one thing that you need to keep in mind. When you're using this after you're done with the trial and you're with a woman, when you see her response to that extra 2 to 3 minutes, you're going to go, whoa. When you're going, wow, I'm not as stimulated. When all of a sudden, when your partner is having, you know, a rather enjoyable time, you're going to get a very good feeling.
Totally.
And you know, it's funny when you said, because there are some other products that people have actually said, I took this product, I can't come. Just like you said, this makes it more difficult, but you can. So what I have found is I've had a much higher incidence of mutual orgasm. You know what I mean? Which is, to me, the ultimate. Where I literally go, I could go much longer, but when I sense my partner, I go, oh. So then I really get down to the short strokes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The short strokes.
Okay. And you're getting way too much information here.
No, it's a perfect amount of information.
And so then you're able to go, okay, now it's time. So it's not like you can't. Like you said, you have the ability to last longer, but you still go, oh, now it's time. So you can have a lot higher incidence of both coming at the same time, which to me is the ultimate. That happened to me once out of every 10 times before I used Permessa. Now it's probably 5 or 6 out of 10 times.
Wait, Jeff, did you have premature ejaculation issues, or were you kind of like just using it more to make it last longer in general?
A steady relationship, I don't have premature ejaculation issues.
That's what you
but
did.
But I'm with someone and I haven't been intimate in a while, trust me, the firing point is a lot quicker than if I'm having sex on a regular basis.
Right.
The first time I'm with a partner, and if I'm really turned on and someone I really find attractive, I'm like, oh, whoa, oh, whoa, whoa. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, Houston, we have a problem here. It's like, oh, you know, it's like, oh, please don't get on top. You know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So if I'm in a stable relationship, it's not an issue.
Right.
But if it's, even if I'm in a stable relationship, I've been on a business trip for a week. I come back. She's on a business trip. You know, and it's like 2 or 3 weeks. So I'm like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? It's been a while. I'm like on edge. And if I'm dating someone brand new the first time and I've taken their clothes, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm having a religious experience here. I make the sign of the cross. I'm like, this is a 10%er. I call it 10%er because my theory is 10% of people look like they think you're going to look naked. 80% of people look worse and 10% look better. So if it's 10%er, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like,
we should coin these phrases. These are good.
So I was thinking, so if I were to use this, it would be in a situation, I could imagine this is especially helpful if you're in a situation where you're uncomfortable or you're not 100% sure about your own, your comfort level with the other person. So if I'm at risk of being humiliated or not being humiliated, or I I'm embarrassed and I feel ashamed about coming early with someone who I barely know.
Yeah.
Then I could imagine this is super helpful. And, you know, you could feel on top of the world. And then it's worth the trade-off of not experiencing such extreme peaks of pleasure.
But you will experience a better finish. And you'll experience more pleasure by seeing her reaction.
Right.
And this could change Cam's whole entire life. You realize that. She may go back to liking one-night stands again.
I'm very doubtful. But a spiritual issue unrelated to this.
But you never know, though. I mean, he may be – those 9 product samples that you got may be gone in a week or so.
He still has 8 more. You know what I mean? So we
– Totally. So
– But speaking of that, I did want to ask you about, like, so how much are you actually using? Like, how long does the bottle last?
It depends on the individual. It depends on the amount of time you're lasting prior to using Promescent. If you have severe PE, there are guys that have portal PE that literally ejaculate during foreplay. They're probably going to use 6 to 7 sprays. A trial size, you'll get 2 uses. A big bottle, you'll get 7 or 8 uses. There are people that last 3 to 4 or 5 minutes. They just want that little bit of edge. They'll use 1 spray. They'll get 10 uses out of the big bottle and 60 uses out of the small bottle and 60 uses out of the big bottle. So it goes anywhere from, say, $2 or $1 per episode, per encounter, per each sexual liaison, or all the way up to $6 if you have severe PE.
Yeah.
But the average person takes like three sprays.
The average person, I'd say, takes more like 1.5. And I think in your case, you use 3. From the sound of things, you should probably use 2 going forward.
Yeah.
And you won't have the same amount of desensitization, but it's still enough for you to have satisfactory intercourse.
Yeah.
So that's why I tell people it's a meter dose spray, so the exact same amount comes out every time.
Once you titrate
and find the best level for you, you'll be able to get that consistently. If it's a cream or something you like squeeze out, you never know how much comes out. The beauty of this is it's a meter dose spray bottle.
And it's safe.
Yeah,
it's absolutely safe. We've sold 1.5 million bottles. We've had 0 calls of any consequence to our contraindication lines. Of course, we've had calls saying, people, can I use this with a condom? Can I use this if my wife's pregnant? Can I use it if I have an allergy to lidocaine? We've never had a serious problem.
Can you use it with a condom?
Yes, you can.
Okay. And then the other thing I was going to say is, I think when I tried it with my boyfriend, and this was like a while ago, I think he was able to take a shower to remove some of it. So that
you actually don't have to. You can. We tell people if you're going to have someone perform oral on you after using it, there's no harm. There's no nasty side effects. There might be a slight antiseptic taste. So we tell people you don't have to take a whole shower because obviously it's only on the base of your penis. So no need to wash the whole body. We say take a damp cloth and just wipe the bottom.
Okay.
And so that would remove any of the actual surface ingredients. It's not the lidocaine, that's already absorbed, but just some of the, you know, the mechanisms that's used to deliver the product. But I've had oral sex performed on me after using it. The person said, I couldn't even taste it. I had no idea you would even use it. I've had a couple people say, you know, it was just like a medicinal, kind of a Listerine kind of a taste to it.
A little mouthwash for your
penis. Exactly. A little mouthwash while you're down there, you know what I mean? It actually has a slight coconut essence to it.
A coconut essence.
It has no smell. Yeah. No smell like coconut.
So I tell people it's like a penis colada. You know what I mean?
If you like penis coladas.
Okay. So we wanted to talk about the backstory to this product and how it came to be. Because when we were researching this and when we had connected, we were amazed at the coincidence of what has occurred. Let me set it up by just saying the backstory of how this podcast was made for any of our new listeners is that my dad, my mom's husband, was murdered. And as a result, we became extremely close and we really opened up to one another. And my mom had to teach me about sex. I didn't have anyone else there. Plus, we've always had a very open relationship.
We've been talking about sex since you were 6 years old, so.
But anyway, we became very, very close. You ended up starting your own YouTube channel where you talked about sex and dating the second time around.
Right. And I got a lot of questions all the time about premature ejaculation and that kind of thing. And that's when I actually first heard about Promescent. But anyway,
I digress. It's the number one issue in intimacy.
And so
hands down.
then I started talking about my mother having a sex channel, a sex YouTube channel, sex advice YouTube channel. Oh, Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
It sounds like I'm a porn star. What the hell is that?
a sex advice YouTube channel in my stand-up, and it was getting very well received, and so then we started this podcast. So it was all rooted out of this tragedy, really.
Yeah.
So that's how we ended up here today.
But he was murdered, and that is, I think, where we're going to go with this now, this story about what happened when we found out about you, Jeff.
And he was murdered at work by a deranged coworker. That's another crucial detail.
Yes.
Yeah, I became involved with this product because my best friend and my neighbor, Dr. Ronald Gilbert, Hoag Hospital, Newport Beach, California, was also my physician, my urologist. So in 2011, I went in early, like I think it was February 2011, for my yearly PSA, you know. So he goes, I really respect your business acumen. You've done well. I developed this product. I need your opinion on it. I go, okay, great. What is it? He tells me, and I'm like, what? So I said, okay, give me a sample of this. Let me try it. Next day, I went to his office, and I wrote him a check for $200,000. I said, I'm investing.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, what? I go, yeah. I go, trust me. Ron Gilbert, who was the founder of this company and the genius behind this product, was my best friend and my next door neighbor. And like I said, I went to see him and, you know, ended up, he asked me to run the company, which I considered to be a great honor. And I did. And about a year and a half into it, we had our first substantive offer. A big company wanted to buy us. It's a pharmaceutical company. He came to my home and we had a call with some of our other big, you know, investors, and everyone's like, oh my God, this offer's great. We're taking it. And I said, okay, whoever wants to take it, I'll buy you out at their offer. And they were like, what? And I go, yeah. And they go, well, you're the one, the brains behind, you know, this wasn't going anywhere until you took over. I go, it's because you guys didn't know how to market it, you know? And they go, well, if you believe in it, we'll hang in there. I said, trust me, this ride's just beginning. Hang in there. So he left and we walked out and I walked him out to the curb and he had this little convertible Lexus and he hopped in and he gave me a big hug. He goes, I love you, brother. You made my dream a reality. I said, hang on. The ride is just starting. So he drives away. I get a text from him the next morning. He says, I'm so happy. I can't believe it. The future's so bright. I said, like I said last night, hang on. The ride is just beginning. An hour later, I'm in my office. The text, I still have it on my phone, comes in from him at 10:04 a.m. At 11:30, I get a phone call from some friend of mine whose wife is a nurse at Hoag Hospital. And he says, are you sitting down? I go, yeah, I'm in my office. Why? He goes, I don't know how to tell you this, but this is really horrific. And I go, what? He goes, Ron's been shot. And I go, Ron's in his office. He goes, I know. I go, he's in Hoag Hospital. He can't be shot. He goes, I swear to God. And I go, what? I go, how do you know? He goes, my wife Lori called. I go, oh, shit, Lori's a nurse at home. I said, what do you mean? What? I don't know if you know Newport Beach, California. It's insane. I mean, there's had like one murder a decade, let alone in Hoag Hospital. And we as a society tend to make more out of people in death than they are in life. It's how we are. When someone dies right away, oh, he's the greatest person in the world. In some cases, you go, oh, wait a second. He was okay, but don't go overboard. This was the one guy you didn't have to do that with. He was the kindest. He was absolutely the most ethical human being I ever met. He was a wonderful father, a wonderful friend, a wonderful doctor, a wonderful husband.
So he actually, he was murdered by somebody at the hospital?
You're not going to believe this. A former patient, not of his, who had a prostate surgery 23 years prior to this. Don't ask me why it took him 23 years to figure out he was upset. Decided he was going to kill the doctor that did his surgery. He went to the VA headquarters and finds his surgery records, and the guy that did his surgery was Dr. Ron Gelhart. Of course, my partner's name was Dr. Ron Gilbert. So this retard goes back to his home in Lake Elsinore, looks up urologist, you know, Newport Beach, California, Dr. Ronald Gelhart. Oh, that must be him. It's close. Makes an appointment. So it was 23 years ago, so he obviously didn't remember what the surgeon looked like. Ron opens the door, thinks he's seeing a new patient. The guy is lying in wait and shoots him 8 times through the heart, and Ron is dead in 3 seconds.
It's unbelievable.
Before he realizes. So you can imagine, for those of us who loved him, the most unbelievable part was for a week, the police wouldn't give any information on, you know, obviously they're conducting an investigation. We were frantic. We go, this is insane. The guy didn't have an enemy in the world, okay? Who in the hell is this guy? Why'd he kill him? When you end up finding out what happens, and that it was what it was, I can't tell you the frustration, because you get this feeling Like, not only could he still be here, he should still be here.
Yeah.
Because we feel the same way. I mean, when you can't make sense of something.
Or a plane wreck, it wouldn't be any less tragic, but you could write it off to this twist of fate. You know what I mean? Oh, if you're really religious, it was his time, you know, whatever. In this case, it wasn't a twist of fate. It wasn't his time, okay? Some retard the ironic part, the guy that did the surgery, not that he deserved to die, but he had a heart attack 2 years prior. He wasn't even alive.
So oh my God.
Some ass would have done his homework. The guy he was intending on killing was already dead.
Oh, my God.
But Jeff, none of this stuff makes sense. I mean, we have the same circumstance where my husband was killed because he was killed because the psychotic person was given a poor job review. I mean, he basically killed him for that, even though it cost him three times that amount in his defense during the trial. None of this stuff makes sense. You just have to understand that there are people in the world that are insane, and they do things like, you know, this, or, you know, they shoot up. I don't even want to go there. There's no way we can make sense of this.
Here's the way I dealt with it. For about 3 months, I tried to figure it out every day, and I struggled with it, and I was frustrated. I would wake up. This actually happened in the morning, and I would try to convince myself that I was dreaming and it hadn't happened every day. Mm. And then I'd pinch myself and go, no, I'm awake. This happened. And I'd start to cry. And I was so upset because he was my friend and he was a really wonderful human being. But for me, the only way that I could deal with this was to say, I'm rational and I'm sane. And a sane, rational mind cannot make sense of irrational, insane behavior.
That's exactly how
I put it. So for me, try and figure it out. It's absurd. I can't figure, I'm not insane. I'm not irrational. So how could I figure it out? But for me, my goal and the way that I've dealt with it is to make this company successful so he'll have a legacy is something other than the doctor shot by the crazy guy. And his wife and his two sons still own 20% of this company. And I want Ellie and Jake and Steph, his wife and his two sons, to at least not have financial concerns. They have enough to deal with this kind of nonsense.
The bottom line is that I feel that things happen and unfortunately, we have to rise above it. And like you said, you're creating a legacy. Part of the reason we created this podcast is to open communication and to talk about it and to, you know, so that we celebrate life. And we would not want to only be focusing on revenge or anger or just the sadness of it. Something interesting you said, though, is that he called you up that day and said how happy you were.
I know.
How happy he was. And we had the same instance with our, you know, my husband and Cam's father, where he was very happy for the 2 weeks prior to, unusually happy from the 2 weeks prior to the
same
death.
Here.
So it's interesting that maybe there is a bigger power out there. And with that, I think we're going to have to wind this down.
I really appreciate this. Has been really enjoyable for me. I like the substance of everything we talked about, from the product to the PE syndrome, to obviously this is meaningful to all three of us about great people being needlessly wiped off the planet.
Yeah.
By people that are deranged.
And how to maintain their legacy.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff.
Yeah.
It was a real pleasure. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
And we look forward to hearing all our listeners' experience with Promescent, because it sounds like it's going to be a game-changing product for many people. Not just the ones with premature ejaculation issues, but ones that are just regular guys that want to prolong their boner.
Or women who are with boners and have noticed a change in them.
So basically, how do they buy it?
What I suggest people do is go to our website, because then you type in your zip code and it'll show you the closest retail location, whether it's a Target location or an independent pharmacy. It'll also show you which physicians carry it. It'll show you the options from ordering right at the site and have it delivered right to your home.
So if you want to buy it off the website, they can go to
the website. The website is www.promescent, P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T, www.promescent.com.
And you could get 15% off if you mention code MOM.
Yes. As always, you can email us at sextalkwithmymom@gmail.com. You can also call our hotline, leave us a voicemail at 323-472-4237.
You could join us on Patreon and help us support this lovely channel that we have.
And all this will be in the show notes of this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you very much. Take it easy.
Take it easy, Jeff.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.